This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
I'm joined there now by Dr. Declan Matthews, and we're going to have a quick chat about COVID again, Declan, 2 years nearly down the line.
I know. Wouldn't you have thought it would be all over by now? But it isn't all over by now. It is what it is, and we have to get on with it.
Today, the first case of the new variant was discovered in Ireland. How concerned should we be?
That's a very good question, because really the answer is we don't know yet, and we won't know for about 2 or 3 weeks. We don't know how transmissible it is. In other words, if you're exposed to it, how likely are you to get it? We don't know how sick you're going to be with how sick people are who get it. So there's a lot of uncertainties about it at the moment. We don't know, have the vaccines that we've got into us so far, are they going to work against it? So really the jury is out at this stage. Some of the feeling initially from South Africa, where it was first identified, was that it's more transmissible than the Delta variant, which is what's around all the place now. But some of the feeling was that maybe not as severe, but really we just don't know any of that yet. Also, we know that two of the doctors in Israel who got the new variant had their triple vaccines. So we just really, there's a lot, the jury's out on it yet, and will be out for another 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, at the moment everything seems to be turning towards children, and I think basically the government seems to be saying it's children that are spreading it now at the moment. I mean, they're banning children from going to Pantos.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, you know, some of the things they're doing, they just seem to be responding instantly to something, then getting advice and changing their minds. And I'm not so sure it's all the government's fault. I think everybody's sort of changing their minds about lots of different things at the moment. But I sort of think originally they said Pantos should only be for adults, which sounded like the most crazy thing ever. If Pantos should only be for adults, what's the point in having them at all? So now they're sort of saying, oh no, you can go to your pantomime if you're a child, but restrict your other movements after that. Yet they're saying you can go into school all day and spend time in school all day with other children, but then when they come home they have to restrict their movements.
Yeah.
There's not an awful lot of logic in what they're saying at the moment.
Yeah, they seem to pick a group and pinpoint them for the spreaders. Do you get that feeling?
I do get that feeling, and but as I say, I'm not so sure how much thought goes into the whole thing. I probably hours and hours of discussion, probably hours and hours of everything. And I often get the feeling that some of these committees that look into this stuff, if you've ever been on a committee, you know when you're on a committee that there's always one or two very, very vocal people, and they always win out in the end. Their argument holds because everybody else just gets drained and can't keep up with the argument. And you always get the feeling maybe something like that's happening in these committees. But the mixed messaging is not good.
No, and I suppose parents are concerned at the moment, especially now with this, they must start wearing masks. What's your opinion on primary school children wearing masks?
I have no real huge problem with it. We do know that wearing masks reduce transmission by somewhere like 10 to 15%. So if you can do that, well and good. I also think let's give kids more credit than we're giving them at the moment. They will take to it very, very well. You see children walking around with masks at the moment. There will be those who can't wear them, and usually kids with sort of on the autistic spectrum or something like that, but they're exempt anyway. Some people are saying, oh, my child suffers from asthma, they shouldn't have to wear a mask because it'll interfere with their breathing. No, it won't interfere with their breathing. In fact, if your child has asthma, they're ones who should absolutely be wearing their masks. You know, so from that point of view, I think kids are far better than we think they are, and I think they will take to it far better than we think they will.
Will children need a letter from their GP if they are exempt from wearing a mask?
I'm not so sure what's going to happen on that one. It's a difficult one, and I'll tell you why it's a very difficult one. GP surgery do not need more workload. Mm-hmm. And believe you me, people looking for letters for schools is workload. It's huge, huge problem. So much so that I remember a few years ago, we got to the stage in our surgery where we sort of said, we're not giving, this is before COVID, we're not giving out notes for school anymore. Just people seem to be coming in willy-nilly and tell them he has a cold, tell them he has this, tell them he has that. And we were having to do out notes for this sort of stuff. It's a total waste of our time. Why schools just don't trust parents if parents say, my child can't wear a mask, that's it. I think that's what it comes down to. It comes down to trust between parents and teachers.
Now, I think Stephen Donnelly has made a statement saying if children aren't wearing a mask, they should be sent home.
if children aren't wearing a mask. The government seem to have avoided making this legislation. So in fact, they seem to have avoided sort of saying, oh, you must, and if you don't, you're out. And I don't think teachers, and I especially don't think head teachers, would like to be put in that situation. I think it's going to be strongly advised but not implemented as law.
Okay. I think a lot of people as well are concerned. I mean, there's 5,000 plus cases a day. It just seems to be after going off the wall completely. I mean, we were told vaccines are the answer. Get your vaccine, get your booster. It's not slowing down.
It's not slowing down, but still, it seems to be the unvaccinated seem to be the main problem. So, as you know, the European Medicines Agency has approved vaccination for children from 5 to 12. I think if they get that going, that will reduce a lot of that transmission and things will start falling. I have a feeling that it'll start falling in the next 2 to 3 weeks anyway, but I might be wrong.
Speaking about vaccinating children 5 to 12, like I know from talking to people, a lot of people are very, very concerned about vaccinating their children. Like, what's your advice to them?
My advice to them is that really it's a very safe vaccine by the looks of all the evidence. So I would say why not would be my answer to that. You know, we give them all the other vaccines. How many other vaccines do
we give them?
There is no problem with that. We've all taken the vaccine and we've all been fine. I know there's been one or two people who've got reactions to it, but in general we've all been fine. So it's a difficult one. I know doctors are questioning. I know GPs who sort of wonder whether they give it to their children or not. And it's a difficult one, but it's one we'll have to face in
Would you have given it to your children if you had to be in that position?
I don't think up to now I would have, but I think from now on, I think the situation is changing. So I think up to now there was no evidence that sort of the damage caused by COVID was affecting children and was worth giving them a vaccine that we didn't know much about. But I think now that the vaccine is being used widely in other countries, we know a lot more about it. And I think the fact, as you said, that we still have 5,000 people a day getting COVID, we need to stop it at some stage. We need to get back to normality.
So is it we need to put our faith in science?
Always need to put our faith in science, I think. I mean, science is sort of, it's that's what it is. It sort of works things out. It looks at the evidence and then it decides and makes its advice.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. So thank you.
Thanks, Liz.